Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
Shout Even Shy singing Word You Cannot Say. It's another Saturday, here at ATOV Radio. A team of voices sponsored by AP Taylor Poetry Foundation. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the evening. With me is AP Taylor from Down Under. Hey, AP.
Hey, Hatter. How are you?
I've had better days, but I'm catching up, cooling off now, and doing all the heavy lifting in the back is Deborah Lee. She makes us so we can sit out here and look pretty. Hi, Deb.
Hey, hey.
So 100 times a 1,000 different ways. How'd it go?
Yeah, not easy, Hatter. Not easy. We said
that was a tough one.
Not easy.
That was a tough one, and I probably failed worse than anybody, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. That was a tough one. I don't know what got into me. It was a line I used at least once in a poem. I think only once, maybe twice. I thought it was a cool poem. I thought would be what the meaning other people might think it took. That's why I chose it. But it's a tough one. Sorry about that.
It is. I mean, I think the three of us have sort of popped something together, Hatter, but I think dumped everybody else.
Interesting.
It stumped everybody else.
Well,
we'll
see when it. Let me see. I get to trying to keep so I can stay in the studio at the same time. Maybe that'll work. Okay.
Yep.
Where I have. Oh, I got a post mine still. So you want to tell us what's going on down under anyway, AP.
I've been starting to drive the car, Adam, which is quite exciting. Months and months after what I thought I would, but I actually drove the car for what 3 hours yesterday, and already for an hour this morning, that means, you know, that I can get around and do a whole heap of things that I thought I'd be doing months ago, but I can do now. That's quite exciting, really.
How long was it that you couldn't drive?
A couple of years. It was that long. And you saw my car when we were over here. That sort of dust and dirt had piled up on my windows, and there was little moss growing on the outside of my driver's window and next to my rear views because I hadn't driven it for so long. So there was cobwebs, but moss.
Now, what I saw, you had moss growing on the tire tread. You had moss on the tire tread.
I have moss on the tire tread.
I think there's a Rolling Stone verse there. Like, go right.
Yeah, I mean, it was really quite crazy. And so, yesterday I spent part of the time sort of getting out the vinegar and getting out the boiling water and actually getting rid of cobwebs and moss and dirt and all that sort of stuff from the car.
Yeah.
So it didn't look like it had been found by the side of the road, you know. It sounds such a small thing, but it's a big deal not to be able to be mobile for a couple of years.
Wow. And in a pinch, your car reclines back for quite the sleep in.
Yeah. It's really, it's a good car. How do you know that? And it's quite comfortable in terms of the seat. But it's a, you know, the Europeans, they do those cars well. You know, it's a, you know, German car, well made.
So, you know, yeah, so the timing of me coming down there, I just missed it by a little bit. Yeah, I know you were down,
yeah,
that you couldn't drive and we couldn't do the things we wanted to.
It was meant to be that I was able to, but I had a little, and that set me back probably 4 to 6 weeks. That you know, if all had gone well, it would have been just in time. But you know, as what happens,
sure,
with medical things, sometimes they don't. You know, they have little timing.
We knew that going in the possibilities. So you know, it was all good.
Yeah. I mean, it was you know, it's pretty frustrating. I'm glad to be.
Yeah, for those who don't know, I was hosted. JP Taylor hosted me, then flew me down to Australia to see the country, and our trip got interrupted by a couple things, so we didn't get to do everything we wanted to. But at the end of the day, I made it to Australia and back. And,
you did. Exactly right.
Thank you, AP.
Exactly right.
Thank you, AP.
Exactly right.
Sorry about drinking all your milk.
No, that's okay. It's all good. Now, Deb, are you with us or are you in the green room? I can't see from the...
I'm back. The person said they were Charlie, and then they stopped talking to me, so I didn't want to open back up the line until I got more information. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's get some more information before we put them on. Dick?
Yeah, I'm going to try again.
All right. Okay. We have a new caller. We're not sure, huh?
Well, we're not quite sure. Yeah, we're not quite sure. We'll just see. It'd be great to get a new caller, but equally, you know, sometimes people come on just to say stupid things and then go off that up. So we'll just see.
Okay. Check it out.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Now, did you want to do your poem first, or did you want me to, Hatter?
You go ahead, because I've got to go grab mine and post it.
Oh, okay.
So go right ahead.
Okay. Let me grab mine, which is, you know, pretty boringly entitled Hundreds and Thousands, Hatter. And I said this last week when you said the topic, that in Australia, the little things you put on cakes, the little circular things that have all different colours, we call them hundreds and thousands, yeah? So that was always where I was going to go. And even more than that, what they do, Hatter, is they put a piece of bread, butter, and then these little sprinkles on them, and they call that fairy bread. And so they've written about that, yeah? So...
okay.
That's the background. Yeah. So this is Hundreds and Thousands. It goes a bit like this. The tiny colours sparkle in the flash of the light. They reflect the colours of the rainbow from a jar. And the taste of fresh bread is always a delight when mixed with a crunch that can be heard off afar. For the fairy bread was only plated at a party, so simple but still a special event when served. And while the kids would dig in with their hands hearty, their parents would sneak a piece as none reserved. For all this confection is bread, sugar left buttered, nothing wrong with such a simple and easy mix. But within these baubles were memories not uttered. Instead, this treat was for worlds, concerns are fixed. As there are trillions of people on this one stage, while the many problems of the world left phase, still a simple, colourful treat can leave us sage 100 times. Within 1,000 different ways. End poem.
Well, that was pretty good.
That worked okay. Hatter, in the broader scheme of things. It worked. Last line was good. So we sort of did an optimistic piece, wasn't it, really? An optimistic piece. That's what it was.
Is it truly all just about the bread, or is it the metaphor?
Yeah. No metaphors going on. Just a very simple, straightforward poem, Hatter. Yeah, no. There's nothing deep, meaningful, or whatever about it. It's a pretty simple, straightforward piece.
I see you went trillions, not millions.
Well, that's the population, you see. So I had to... You know, I went a bit broader. So there you go. And Deb, thank you for looking after our erstwhile caller.
Are we good?
Yeah. He had called once a long time ago and thought we did open poetry all the time, so I gave him the dates for the open poetry shows.
Great. Oh. Okay.
So that worked out.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
I don't know if you could read along or if you were dealing with that, Deb, but AP's wasn't bad for the ridiculous prompt I chose. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Simple poem.
Doesn't that line have a ring to it, though? 100 times.
I like the line. Yeah, and I like the line, and it works well in the piece. Yeah, so
yeah.
I think it's almost like it's almost like a better line than a topic. Does that make sense? Like it's a nice line,
so that,
and it fits in a number of different poems.
Yeah. The rainbow from the jar. So which part were you not real happy with, the beginning or?
I just normally had a right, as you know, I would be looking to not just go straight down the line with a poem, but I'd have sort of a hidden meaning somewhere or something that was turning left in Albuquerque. This one doesn't. Yeah, this one doesn't. This is just a simple, straight down the line, cruisy, optimistic sort of poem.
Poem, kind of poem. Nothing wrong
with
that.
Which is unusual for me. It's unusual for me. I normally have multiple meanings in poems. This one doesn't. Yeah.
Well, that was my plan to handcuff you a little bit.
There you go. Well, it worked. So it was.
No, I did it to myself.
I mean, as I said, using the line. If you wanted to use the line properly, you had to sort of set up something a bit like I did, I think.
Yeah, I didn't want to share where the line came from when I said it last week. The sentence or the way I used it was, I died every time I saw you 100 times, but 1,000 different ways, you know. So that's
Well, that gives it a particular sort of feel, doesn't it, Hatter?
Yeah, I something about the line.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's not bad, AP. They're called hundreds and thousands. Sprinkles?
Hundreds and thousands. Yeah, on the box there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I included the sort of copy of the box so you could sort of see it there, Hatter. Yeah.
Well, Deb, in the States, we call them what, sprinkles? Or is that?
I guess that's regional too in the States because we call them jimmies.
Oh, there you go.
You heard the hundreds and thousands then? You've heard of that?
Well, only because I think it was at an Anzac celebration. He introduced us to them with the fairy toast, and I actually have a poem with a butterfly-shaped fairy bread or fairy toast, fairy bread. He had introduced them to us. I guess it was the first Anzac celebration, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right, Deb.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I thought they used that in the angel food cake when they got the little colored dots in it. Is that the same thing? Would that be the same thing?
Well, the ones in the angel food cake, they usually call confetti cake because, like, they melt when they cook, and then you have all these different colors inside the white cake, which looks like confetti.
Is it the same thing? The same thing, though, sprinkles?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just that they melt in with the cake batter, so that they they physically dye the white cake batter, and when you take a bite, it does look like confetti. And then they put usually white frosting on top and then throw on some jimmies or sprinkles or hundreds and thousands.
It's like a rainbow cloud, yeah.
Yeah. My favorite cupcake is actually just a plain vanilla cupcake with buttercream frosting and jimmies on top. But I also like the second line there, they reflect the colors of the rainbow from a jar. I really like the idea of a rainbow in a jar type of thing. It was a clever line. The poem was cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am one to share my when you order a milkshake, what kind of flavor do you get? And I think AP, I found you do the same. It's what's your favorite shake? It is mine. Vanilla.
For me? Yes.
You're a vanilla guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Yeah. Vanilla is my favorite, too. Every now and then I get, a craving for a chocolate milkshake, But I like a plain old milkshake, either a vanilla one or a chocolate one. I don't like bits and pieces of stuff in my milkshake.
Yeah, I don't either.
People put coffee in there and crushed up cookies and candies and stuff, which is cool if that's what you like.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to drink a milkshake, I want to drink it. I don't want to have to worry about choking because I forgot to chew or something. I don't know. Old-fashioned milkshakes, all me.
Yeah. Great.
And the names they have for some of the ice creams, just vanilla, please. Now, do you like a good French vanilla?
Creamy vanilla, normal.
Yeah,
vanilla
creamy
bean.
Vanilla. Yeah, right out of the cow. Yep.
Vanilla bean. If it's Breyers,
which is
one of the best ice creams in the world, you don't need anything else. Maybe a little bit of whipped cream on top.
So do people get upset when you order a vanilla shake, like they do with me? Well, don't you want a chocolate?
No,
a vanilla shake, man.
Oh,
they have the best shakes in town. You can have any flavor. I want vanilla.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, sorry, Jimmy John's, but we have this place named Jimmy John's, and I thought, it's been a long time since I had a milkshake. Let me stop there. Well, I'm sorry. If I was wealthy, you wouldn't get me to pay $10 for a milkshake, so I won't go back to Jimmy John's. But that's crazy. A vanilla milkshake for $10, $9.57 or something like that. But $10 milkshakes? Shoot, on Pulp Fiction.
You know,
John Travolta was having a towel over a $5 milkshake. Imagine if he went to Jimmy John's. Just saying.
Who did they think was going to pay for the minimum wage increase? And they're going to do it again.
Wow.
It's passed on to us. So it's like you're not getting the raise. Everything gets more expensive.
Yeah, but people need a working wage or they can't afford to eat.
I understand. Absolutely. But rent went up, food went up, building material went up, gas went up. So where's
everything
the saved?
Except their paycheck.
I know. It should be equation somewhere somehow that works, and just given the increasing the minimum wage isn't it? How about lowering some prices?
Oh well, I'm all for lowering some prices, but you know they're not going to give up that almighty dollar, so they better start feeding or paying people enough to feed their kids.
Yeah, and then it just goes on price tags.
Yeah,
so that's terrible.
No, it's a vicious circle.
$10. How big is the shake? That better be a ton.
It was a large, but I don't care. $10 is ridiculous for a milkshake.
It is.
That milkshake better do my dishes and tuck me in when I go to bed that night for $10.
Hey, tell you a story, yeah. Better be some vanilla bean. All right. Okay, well,
bad
I posted mine.
Cakes are up to $3 to $5 a piece now. For one stinking cupcake. Give me a break.
Jeez. So in this little crisis, what's going to suffer the most as far as people are going to start buying? You think it's like going out to dinner? Is that going to be the one that...
Well.
People, I don't know if you see what's that guy, Bobby Flay. He was just ranting and raving about the fact that restaurants can't make money anymore because it costs so much. So if they have to charge you these crazy prices because they're paying crazy prices, you can't afford to go out to eat, so, you know, you don't get a lot of choice in the matter. Even the gas is on its way back to $4 a gallon. So there's got to be some kind of, like you said, Hatter, some kind of happy medium where, you work hard and you should be able to buy your kid an ice cream cone or forget the ice cream cone. Eat every single day of the month, and you can't. Not without working wage.
So like the snack houses, the Cinnabons and those kind of, they'll probably suffer too. People just aren't going to buy. sports memorabilia stores. They'll probably hurt too. They just don't have the extra cash, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Hopefully we'll survive it.
Yeah.
But, it all ends up in relative to each other. I mean, it seems to me, you know,
and
nothing, you're right. Nothing ever comes down. Nothing ever comes down.
That's true. And now the Suez Canal is in the middle of another drought, so we're in for another jump. So put your seatbelt on.
Oh, boy. Yep. As we enter the age of Aquarius, I guess, huh? Thought we were already there. All right, well, I'm going to read mine. I'd rather get mine together because I couldn't find my other draft, so I winged it and went another way. I counted rings around your heart. It goes like this. I counted rings around your heart, the little things that made you stay. Keep it close when you pray for me 100 times in 1,000 ways. Hear the words, sing those songs that, as echoes tried to stop the time, push to pace the alpha dog, poems wrote in perfect rhyme. Stories made to ease the pain, taking down as if to say, I've paid my dues in tears I cried 100 times, 1,000 ways. Yeah.
Cool, Hatter.
I think that's a bit of a underform, Hatter.
Oh, man, I don't know. Thank you, but...
Oh, I like that one. I think it's simple. It sort of resonates. I don't know why, but it does. I like it, Hatter. Anyway, that's just me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that I counted rings around your heart sort of stuck. I go, oh, I got to use that. I think that'll make fit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
it does. It's not a complicated poem. It doesn't have a huge sort of structure to it. But it I don't know. It's got something.
Yeah, it's three stanzas, and I repeated the line on the first and the last. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
I should have kept it at the end.
It's worth repeating. It's a good line. It's worth repeating. But, yeah, it just seems to, I don't know, it's got something about it. Anyway, there you go. Well, as I said, can't tell you why I liked it. I just liked it.
Thank you, AP. Deb, don't hold back. Be honest.
No, I find myself at the end saying, there was like the word, I keep in close when you pray for me 100 times, 1,000 ways. The hear the words, sing those songs as echoes tried to stop the time. But the last two, I've paid my dues in tears I've cried 100 times, 1,000 ways. It's a very emotional poem, and it fits. I'm pretty sure that there's nobody who can say that at one time or another they didn't pay their dues with tears. So, but like I said, my first impression was, it was emotional.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you very much. Sorry, guys. I won't pick a prompt if it just flies out of my head this time.
Well, Hatter, we actually
have a
whole lot of time between today and the next time it's and next week when you have to pick one to think about it.
Yeah, AP, have you thought of what next week's prompt will be?
I have, Hatter. I have been thinking about what we would do, and I'm gonna go to the board and see if I can upload an image, Hatter. So just give me two ticks. So then you can guess what it is. Yeah. So while I'm doing that, did you want to get Deb to do her poem?
Sure. Take us down a notch, Deb.
I will grab it. Mine's got attitude.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Attitude.
Maybe that's a surplus.
Oh, well, wait. Hatter, are you going to look at the drawing and guess?
I think an anchor, or it's a goose balancing a bottle on its nose.
I'm going with anchor, Hatter.
Anchor.
Going with anchor. Anchor. Anchor it is. I like the idea of the goose, but no, it's an anchor. That's next week's show will be on anchor or anchors, but anchors, yes.
You know what I get on Saturday mornings? I get an hour of Bob Ross. Love the guy.
Cool.
He's really fun to watch paint. He's just.
He had no mistakes, just happy accidents, and he had happy trees today. Happy trees.
Is that the one where he starts with a regular paintbrush and paints the background and then stipples in all these trees?
Yeah, he's got the afro. He's got the afro. White guy with an afro.
Yeah, and he's just amazing and quick and nearly flawless. He's just
incredible.
He was considered a modern day master, you know. And
the
simplicity. The simplicity that he makes it, the way with the different brushes and the different strokes. I studied him when I decided to try painting. My first piece was a Bob Ross, out of a Bob Ross book. My mother-in-law had videotaped recorded every one of his episodes, and I inherited those. And I don't know where they ended up. They got stolen, taken. So. But, happy clouds, happy clouds.
Yeah, you should do your piece.
Yeah. Attitude. This is soapbox thing.
Yeah, attitude. It's like, you know, those people, when no matter what you say and no matter what you do, your answer doesn't penetrate their skull because you weren't saying what they wanted to hear type of thing. So
never let you finish. Yeah, gotcha.
This,
no, exactly.
This is called "I Gave You My Answer."
Okay.
Here we go. In a letter, on the phone, by text, and a spoken moan, written, recorded, whispered, blurted, late nights and early days, 100 times in 1,000 ways. No.
Little attitude. I expected this long, you know, storyline of building it up and knocking us down. And I didn't expect
it. Well, I had one of those, but A Team of Voices doesn't do political poems, so I couldn't do it.
Ah.
Just saying.
Did you write it anyway?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's self-control.
Somebody I know likes the person that I would have been ranting about, and I'm not into hurting people's feelings, so I didn't write it.
It wouldn't hurt my feelings. It would not hurt my feelings. That's not the right thing. You don't hurt my feelings.
No, well, even if... Okay, I'll put it to you another way. It would have sent you on another tangent to try and change my opinion, and that's not going to happen, so I figured I would just drop it and go with...
I tried to change your opinion. Oh, I didn't. I did once. With my philosophy of I don't care who the president is. I don't want him to fail. That's all.
I never mentioned
but I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
But yeah, no.
It's
and
a very volatile, volatile environment these days. So I don't know.
Yeah, well...
That's sort of
a nicer guy. But anyway, isn't this cool? Have you ever got somebody to try and hear what you're saying, and they just don't? It just doesn't penetrate.
Oh yeah.
And you can tell them 100 times in 1,000 different ways, and they still don't get it. So I was just.
Wait, did you try this line? What did I just say to you? If they can't repeat, if they can't tell you, they're not.
Well,
you need to know that.
That's
it's
a line
bad,
that a mom uses. Yeah, a mom uses on her kid mostly. But you'll notice I wrote this at 3:30 this morning because all of a sudden I was like, oh, I got one. And it's like 26 words.
Yeah.
Hatter, and Auto Rank had the nerve to score to 10.
Is that the clue, the shorter? Because I don't get 10s, man. I just don't. In fact, I don't know.
Shorter
look, so
is
maybe
going to be better.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Wayne Gent got a 3-line 10 the other day. He had to message me about it. He was so excited.
Is that hard to do? Is that difficult to do? I don't know. I mean, it's an honest question.
Well, it used to be extremely difficult. I mean, you've heard me complain about trying, because like Stephen had a whole list of 4-line 10s, and you've heard me complain about the fact that I have one because it was really hard. But now it seems Auto Rank has learned to appreciate the brevity. So I guess it just depends, because like if you looked at my top, I'm just trying to see if any of them are longer. Okay, my 1, 2, 3, my fourth highest scoring poem was from AP's topic, Wide Open Road, and it was a 5, 6-line stanza poem, and it scored 10.99. So it just, it depends, but the three that are above that, that scored higher, are all, I wouldn't call them brevities, but much shorter than that one. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have a 9-line poem that scored higher than my Wide Open Road. So it seems more flexible, let's put it that way. And right this minute, my highest scoring poem, according to AutoRank, is a free verse poem that I wrote for a contest the other day. But then number 2 and 3 and 4 and so on are rhymes. So it's even appreciating rhyme a little more. So if I have to say something nice about all the changes, at least it's appreciating rhyme a little more.
I'm trying to remember, maybe you could help me, Deb. I'm trying to remember what poem I used that phrase in, and I'm lost. I probably won't be able to find it. Oh.
Well, I can start by saying I don't think it's in your book.
Good answer.
You know what? 100 times 1,000 ways is it. There's lyrics. What? Christina Perry something. 1,000 ways. Oh, wow. I must have plagiarized by accident. Wow. Have you heard of doing that? Is that something you should do as a writer, is Google your title before you post it, before you write it, complete it, for a plagiarism thing? Should you be aware of that more? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I would say if it sounds familiar to you for some reason, that you should maybe check it real quick just in case, and then do what I do, credit that song in your author's notes. But,
what if it's another poem or another title of anything? I didn't realize that it's lyrics to a song. It looks like it's something else, too. It's like my book title is the same as the words you cannot say. There are others that are so close to that, but I lucked out.
I noticed that there's more than just your book that's called The Words You Cannot Say on Amazon for sale.
It's not exactly the same words. It's like every word you cannot say, or they add something on. So, and it's close, but none of them are just the words you cannot say. Very close.
I would think that, if you tried to title a poem, I Am the Walrus, everybody's going to jump on you because that's like a famous title. And if you don't credit them in your author's
understand.
You are plagiarizing.
But if I was to write The Magician's Birthday, a poem, or a song, I know for a fact that is a title of song of a band that most people have never heard of.
Yeah.
Down the road? I mean,
I don't know,
but I did it on purpose or not. Yeah.
I would think that if the title is of a song and then your poem was about the same thing that the song was about, people would wonder, but there's only so many words in the world, and we're bound to some of them.
But there are songs and titles that do share the same words, aren't there? There's like I'm Beautiful, You're Beautiful or something, isn't that one that Christina Aguilera, and then somebody else has already done another song, the same title? I mean, can you copyright that? I don't know. There are, like you said, there's only so many words you can use. Pretty soon they'll all be copyrighted. I don't know.
Right. Well, I don't know. But like I said, I would have to do it. I'm sure it would be case by case and then put into context.
That's some of the problems the early bands went through, like the Moody Blues. They went through they were the first ones to have to go to court of who owns how much of any given song by band members, and that they got ugly. So that was the first precedent set in court on copyright. I mean, for ownership, anyway. So, and then it was all new. The when the rock and roll came, it's like it created a whole different set of rules for some reason. Like before that, it didn't seem like the country music or the folk music was having any kind of problems with that. Must have been just the times, I guess. I don't know. But interesting, maybe any of the writers that are out there, you might want to Google your title just before you get all hooked on it and see what it comes up, just to make sure that you are unique and not find yourself in some kind of issue. No, I will from now on. So, AP, did we pick a prompt for next week?
Oh, we did. Anchor. We did. We talked about the anchor, Hatter, and I thought that was kind of nice because anchors were like poetry invented by the Greeks. So we're all the way back to the friends, the Greeks again.
We have to write our masterpiece. Yeah, every generation, every it's like the old school, Homer.
We haven't written the Iliad yet. No, I agree.
We haven't. The Iliad, that's it. Thank you very much. Yeah, our own Iliad.
I agree. Yeah,
should be an ongoing project. Leave our mark.
Well, look.
Would we have?
You've got a chance, Hatter. You know, we've got the ink for next week. It's great, and so you've got a chance. Yeah, this could be it.
I do.
This could be it.
All right. Maybe okay. We could run a contest now and then.
do that. We do that. We've got the AP Taylor contest.
Well, you know the one thing we don't
we've,
have?
We've got a
we don't
photo
have
up with Deb.
One thing we're lacking here at Team
mm-hmm.
Voices is our comedy night. Remember, we were, you know, if at his and Gress would do one now and then, but the you know, comedy.
I bastard, if we do that comedy.
Everybody says it's so really hard to write to comedy, write comedy.
It,
I think everybody shies away from it a little bit.
Well, it is, but
yes,
if you remember, we did the anniversary show for Sweet's Second Chance. Russ was on, and each time he finds a few minutes to call in and read a poem, he mentions that he keeps waiting for you to reach out to him, Hatter, because he would like to do a comedy show with you every now and then. So he's got one running around in his head. If you reach out to him and find out a day that works for him.
Guess me? Okay, I will.
He's been wanting to do one with you, and he's been waiting for you to reach out to him, and then he'll tell you what's available on his schedule. And so,
because he's a fun guy. He's a fun, funny guy. He's a mushroom. Grassman, yeah. All right, I will do that. We need to laugh more. But, yeah, Greg, so it worked out okay. Wasn't that bad of a prompt, was it? Just made you think. Sorry about that, though.
Well,
I learned.
It depends on what you want to do. It produced a small amount of poems, but the poems were fine. Yeah, so it's just, you know, it depends on what you're trying to do.
You know, I remember some of your prompts that I found so difficult. And I don't really know why. I think steam was one of them.
Yes.
I have problems with. It's a good way to exercise your brain as a writer. Don't, you know, nothing should be easy all the time. You're doing something wrong if it is.
Sometimes we overthink things as well. And then I think that's what happened to me on this one. Because once I went a little more lighthearted, it was like, all right, well.
My ears are burning.
Blockheads in my life. I could go with that route.
My ears were burning. Was that something to do with it?
Your ears were burning? Did you just call yourself a blockhead?
Can't write this. I want to write this. I can't tell you that. I'm sorry. No, I could. Your voice is very readable. Not that your emotions just hang on your sleeve or anything like that. I don't mean that. I mean, I can pick when you're joyous, when you say a word that there's joy behind it. And I have one. I think I pick up with the frustration. Am I right, AP? She's readable.
I never denied. I wear it right on my sleeve. I'm an open book.
Okay.
I don't play. I don't lie.
Yes.
I don't. It is what it is.
No. It is. It is. I think the great thing about a good writer, Hatter, is that you should be able to read the emotion into the words that they're saying, and I think that's why Deb's a good writer, because she clearly gives you emotion when she's writing and when you read the poem.
Thank you.
Yeah. She just can't stand her big brother on the West Coast. Thank you guys for being my friend.
Dude, I'm a poet. But I'm very proud to say that I suck at lying, so I don't even try. It's not worth trying to keep track.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I feel, whether I want to or not, there's been times I would pay to not cry to give the person the satisfaction of seeing that they brought me to tears, but I can't hold them in if my life depends on it. But I'm okay with that. It's probably why.
Yeah, the older, I just don't have the, I'm not tolerant anymore. I don't have the tolerance for certain things that I did before. Like, I don't even got time for that. You know, you can't fix stupid. Sometimes you just can't. Shake your head.
Yeah, I can admit that I have been battling with tolerance lately, but
yeah.
I don't hate anybody. Oh, maybe that's not true. There's a guy I hate. Oh, I hate. But anyway.
If you got hate in your heart, let it out. Let it out.
I can't.
Ah,
no,
you
know, part of why I can't is because if I let it out and then I know I hurt somebody's feelings, it plays on my conscience. I know a lot of people get off on making somebody feel bad or reducing them to tears or stepping on people to make themselves look better, but that's not my style and don't ever want it.
I'm respectful enough to understand there's different opinions. I don't like the name calling. I don't like the dirty mud getting down in that in any aspect. There's better ways of talking about it than that. But
well, that's true. But sometimes opinions are so far apart that it's a subject that you just should agree to disagree on and not discuss. It's when it's like that beating a dead horse thing.
I'm only thin-skinned when it comes to my face, I think. The others is just a question. I just question why. I don't. It's not my world anymore. But I don't know who's got it figured out of why everything it is the way it is and where we're heading. AP, you got any ideas of what tomorrow looks like? I mean, let's talk about right up to where the crap hits the fan. What's it going to be?
I think Hatter that you know we've had a pretty difficult couple of years in totality, and I think that people haven't quite recovered from what's been a hard couple of years, and now we're rolling into a hard year in a different way. It's going to be about people struggling to find money to do different things, people challenged on health, and so I think there's a real it being hard.
AP, you broke up the last. I don't know if anybody can hear.
Oh, did I?
The very last speaker.
Is that better?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think what's happened, Hatter, is that people don't have as much reserve as what they did. There's not as much tolerance. How's that for a good word? Tolerance for other people's views. And so what I think's happened is we're getting a lot of it's almost like there's no oil in the engine. We've run out of tolerance. And so what that means is that we're getting a lot more sort of aggression and arguments and stuff turning into anger and upset. And I think that's the sort of times we live in, unfortunately. I'm not sure how we fix it, but it's going to take a little while to reset. We just be nice to people out there, people. That's all.
I think you're right. We talked about during the pandemic, the quarantine, and in different phases. We're on all the time. And we've discussed this. What's going to be the lasting scars in society from this pandemic?
Have we recovered? No, we haven't, Hatter. We've got a year or two yet, I reckon, for people to get their head around this. And in the meantime, you know, we're about to go through quite a nasty recession. And so, you know, we're not going to get, people aren't going to get the time to heal. It's just going to go straight into another issue. So I think, you know, we, as I said, we just have to be kind to everybody, because there's a lot of people out there that are still feeling, you know, pretty busted. And now we've got a time where it's going to be hard to find the money to get things done. So I just think, you know, yeah, as I said, there's no answer to it. You should be kind to everybody, because it's a nasty period.
Yeah, think twice before you confront somebody because you think you need to. You don't know what kind of day he's having. They could be barking on the edge.
No, exactly.
So, you know, like you said, be a little more tolerant to each other. Yeah, like, you know, you just have to be. You're going to find somebody's going to pull something on you you're not expecting. And it happens.
As far as recovering, too,
I don't know, Deb, what do you think? Are we recovering? How deep did we go socially scarring, or, you know, what were the reasons what are the fears we had that being able to talk to each other, it was the distance thing. We wouldn't allow them back into our space. Once we had the social distance, I can't even say it, established, we wouldn't allow, this is what my prediction was, we wouldn't let them back into that, in, you know, close to you anymore. You get used to the social distance. That was my prediction.
Well,
I don't know.
I think that, I think that somewhere in that lockdown, common decency, courtesy,
yeah,
pride in the things you do, like,
that's a good point. Pride in what people do. Yeah.
Or turning off your high beams when you're coming at somebody, when they're flashing theirs at you, like, you know, a little nod that you're blinding me and you just don't care. I think that manners.
Yeah, they'll do that one too many times to an elderly lady. They'll end up in a head-on. You're right. That's more rude than anything else.
I think that a lot was lost during the lock-in, and that far too many people are okay with it and aren't trying to go back to, I mean, please and thank you can go a long way.
Do you find people not as kind? Not as nice?
Absolutely not as nice. They've forgotten.
Really?
They've forgotten that if you treat people the way you want to be treated, and we'll all get along a lot better. And that concept is out the window.
Okay. AP,
all about,
what do you think? What do you say? Do you think nicer?
I think that sort of edge coming into our world when we went into this, you know, series of lockdowns and ill health and everything else that we had. And I think what the period that we've had has done is just exacerbated that. And I agree with Deb. I think that there's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I got to say...
People have,
I got to say the opposite. I got to say the opposite. My small circle and where I go and what I do, it seems like everybody has been as kind, if not more kind. I don't know if that's my situation or what, but I expected a difference.
Yeah, look, I think if you've had that, Hattie, you've probably had an unusual experience compared to most people, I think. Yeah.
Sadly, I agree. I'm glad that you have that experience, but I think everything from the gas station attendant who sits in their little booth and you're sitting there and you're like, okay, are you going to come out here and give me some gas? To the lady at the checkout who, you know, is rude, barely looks up at you, to, like I said, the worst is on the street. Nobody drives the speed limit, and then they get mad and get road rage because they're behind me and I'm following the law.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
Yeah, so it's just like, and I mean, before you would have your hotheads, now it seems like every car is. And what do we have today? Three different shootings just today?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
One in
road
Florida,
rage?
One in Maryland, one in Texas, or Boston.
Wow.
Yeah.
Massachusetts. But it's like, you don't want to speak up for yourself because the person might shoot you. I mean, God forbid you use your manners. They're fading with the wind, and it's a sad thing.
How far can you go to protect your property and your family, and your peace of mind? You know, you defend.
I think there's a big difference between standing your ground and protecting your family than being at a concert and having somebody be angry and just come in and start shooting.
The frame of mind that you just described is questionable to a judge and a jury, I'm afraid. Homeowners got to be. I mean, it seems to me that you got to be scared to defend yourself, not your property. They say that if somebody's trying to steal your car and you catch them, let them steal your car. So you got to stand there and do that because you're not allowed to freaking assault him.
Because that depends on the rules of the state. And we weren't talking about being in your home and have somebody trying to get to you. We were talking about taking your family to an outdoor concert and hoping to survive it.
Absolutely. All of the above, whichever scenario you would like to describe, I'm sure. It's a different world.
And, like, as far as the protecting, where's that phrase, don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes? We got people shooting somebody through their door because they thought they might be there to harm them. Come on.
Now, Hatter, I've got to get away. So did we want to get Deb to talk about what shows are coming up this week?
Yeah, Deb, what have we got going?
Oh, sure. Okay, so... on Monday, my topic is blue, and I have a whole lot of art that's blue to choose from, everything from the Cookie Monster to blue gems and blue scenery. And you don't have to – there's no word banks, Hatter, and there's no quotes to go with it. Just pick a piece of art and take it wherever it leads you. And then on Tuesday, I believe it should be Raconteur's show. But he doesn't have a topic board up yet. And I am looking to see, I have mine up for quite, so yeah, Raconteur's Tuesday, but no topic. Wednesday we're off. Thursday is my sweep. I don't think she's chose her topic yet. Next Saturday we are doing Anchor.
Anchor?
Because when I listened to the show, Hatter, I did want to growl at you a little because you spent the first 20 minutes of your show last night talking about cryptids, and on Monday, September 4th, my show is cryptids. So it was like...
I didn't know that. I had that written on my man cave notes for last month. I didn't know that.
Okay, well,
there you go.
Your cryptid, whichever one tickled your fancy the most that you were talking about last night, you'll probably find them on my chat wall. My topic wall.
Oh, yeah.
That's sort of
a segue into it.
Eh? But I heard you talk about a few of the characters that are on my list of choices, and that's another one. There's no. Word banks, and there's no quote to choose from. It's just cryptids, Caddy, Nessie, the Frogman, Megalodons, Chupacabra, I heard you talking about. Oh, and the Michigan
yeah.
Dogman is werewolf-like.
Yeah.
These are a
yeah,
few of the
really.
Ones I heard you mention on the show. And then, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Tremors, where those giant worms crawl through the ground and everything. I never knew there
yeah.
was something called the Mongolian death worm. And that's sort of where they got that concept from. So there's some pretty cool, and Bigfoot, of course, and the Yeti. So, yeah, so we have Blue this week and cryptids next week. And,
yes.
and then on 9/11, it's first responders. So, and Hatter, there's some pretty good firemen choices on my first responder shows. So, since you are so fascinated by the cryptids, you should, and I know you're into the firemen, so those two shows should tickle your fancy.
Hey, hey, hey.
Huh?
I'm into the firemen.
Because you were one. I wasn't getting like that, Hatter. Behave.
Okie doke. I want to thank everybody for listening and those that will be listening. How many countries are we in? 72 countries?
Oh, I'm so glad you just said that, Hatter. Oh, I'm drum roll. Because
yes.
I can't believe I... So, because of the fact that we just picked up a country, and I'm double-checking my message right here because I sent it to myself so I wouldn't forget, and then I forgot anyway. But we just picked up country number 75 in Botswana.
Botswana.
Cool.
Botswana. Is that in Africa?
Yes. Certainly is, Hatter.
Trying to. Wow, cool. We're all over the place.
We are.
So I just goes, yeah, thank you guys for letting me have a place to come hang out with you guys Saturday night. We have Anchor next week, right? And, oh, just had a headrest and I didn't even stand up.
There you go. All good. Anchor next week, Hannah.
AP, you got to listen to the Concert for George show. I think it went well.
I will. I'll go back and have a look. I saw the show, so I will go back and have a listen.
All right. Okay. Anything else, Deb? We're going to call it a night.
I don't think so. Other than it's always fun to hang out with the two of you. And love and respect
everyone.
We'll do this again next week. See you guys.
Night.
Thanks, Hatter. Thanks, Dave. Talk soon. Bye.